What is going on, everybody? My name is Sammy Jimenez, and I am the host of the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast, but you already know that. This is the sixth bonus. Goodness, I'm losing count already. Getting old, unlike young people. What am I talking about? I don't know. I hope you're all having a great day. I'm having fun today. Except I'm a little sore in my arm because I got a couple shots yesterday. So it's been a little sore. Something that I want to mention is that I think I want to do Apple Arcade games. You know? Apple Arcade, like, that is that, well, for those of you who don't know, Apple Arcade is the service or subscription program that you can buy into with Apple on an iPhone that gives you access to, I think it's over 140 games on the App Store that is a part of, like, Apple, I guess. You pay $5 a month or $60, or sorry, $50 a year. Those are the two different plans, and you get access to a bunch of cool games with no ads or microtransactions or anything like that. And I think I want to do it, and I think I want to, like, review it and see how it really is, because when you buy a new iPhone, you get 3 free months of Apple Arcade, and I think that would be a really nice chunk of time to review it. And I'm just looking at some of these games right now, and they're very, very differing. But I think it'd be fun. I've always been into mobile games, and I just, like, I've never been good at reviewing things, I'll be honest, but I think that I would enjoy it just because I don't think it would be that difficult. I could probably just record the visuals on my iPhone with a screen recording, and then I could overlay it with how I make podcasts, you know? So if you guys would want to see something like that, then please let me know. It would be on YouTube, obviously. It wouldn't be a podcast. This is just a separate sort of thing that I might do. Just because there are a lot of games, and I'd want to, like, spend some time on each game, I think. I don't know if it would be, like, one long video or a bunch of separate videos, you know, each one going into a different game. I think that's what I might do. And then make, like, a conclusion sort of video. But it looks really interesting, and I've wanted to try it for so long, but some of the games, I'll be honest, don't look promising. Some of them do, some of them don't. It's just, it's a very, I can pull it up right now, actually. Let me read you some of the games on Apple Arcade. So, okay, this is in the most popular category. We have SpongeBob and the Patty Pursuit. Basically, this just looks like a platformer type of game. A lot of these are basically glorified mobile games, is the general genre that I'm getting here. They're not like AAA titles or anything of that nature whatsoever. But they're more polished and refined mobile games, which it's kind of like what everyone used to think mobile games were before all of these crappy mobile games are coming out now. You know, you've seen them. They're like those ones with the really stupid ads and the ones that are filled with microtransactions and they're repetitive gameplay ones. That people buy into for some reason. I guess little kids love to do that. I can't blame them. But it kind of ruins the experience for everybody else that knew what they used to be like. Anyways, that's the kind of general theme I get from these games. So, like, that one was one of them. It's just a SpongeBob platformer, really. And I'll be honest, it looks really cool. It doesn't look boring. It just kind of looks very general. This one's called Hot Lava. And looking at the gameplay footage, if it will load, it looks like another platformer, and basically, as the title might suggest, the floor is hot lava. And it basically brings to life that sort of fun game, that fun childhood game of the floor is lava. There's literally furniture all over the place, and you have to make your way through the obstacle course without falling into the lava, which is very interesting. Just something very different. The reviews are not bad on these games. Oceanhorn 2, Knights of the Lost Realm, 4.3 on ratings. I've heard of Oceanhorn, the first one, but I never really bought into it. Just because it looked good, it looked like a Zelda game though, and I'm a fan of Zelda games, but I'm just like, you know, why I actually didn't see a big enough reason to buy into it. There's a lot of mobile games that I would really love to try, but I just don't want to shell out a couple dollars for it just because either I don't have a couple dollars or I don't think it's worth it, you know. And sometimes a lot of the games do drop in value, like they go free. Something I should mention actually. I don't know how many people actually know about this, okay. But there's an app called App Advice, and literally every day in the morning, it notifies you and it gives you like 3 to like 10 apps that have gone free every day. So I'll give you an example. This is not a sponsorship. It's called App Advice. And today's free apps were White Noise Plus, Relaxing Sounds. That this is one app. It was originally $3, made by Dynamic App Design LLC. Basically, just a white noise app. And there's another one, $4. Now it's free, at least for today. Most of them expire after the day, but some of them, I guess, are permanent. They don't tell you, they just tell you when they've gone free. The app, this app usually actually used to be called Apps Gone Free. I've been using it for over 5 years. Easily one of the best apps. Anyways, this one's called Metronome Plus. It's basically just a metronome app, but it was $4 and now it is free today. Not exactly sure if it will be free tomorrow. There's another one. This is the last one. Most of the time, there's gonna be like 3 to 5. Rarely there'll be like 10. Unless it's like one developer that has a bunch of apps that makes them free all at the same time. But this one's called Breathe Plus, Simple Breathing. I'm guessing this one is, yeah, Dynamic App Design LLC, which is the same developer as White Noise. But that's beside the point. I think you guys should know about that because it's a great app. And if they're listening to this, please sponsor me. That would be amazing. Anyways, back to Apple Arcade. So you have SpongeBob, Krabby Patty, Pursuit, Hot Lava, Oceanhorn 2. This one's called Pac-Man Party Royale. Sounds very interesting. 1 to 4 multiplayers, 4.0 on ratings and reviews. And looking at it, it almost looks like a Bomberman type of game. Very party game-esque, if it will load here. A lot of these games are very different. So it's not so much as like a gamble, you know, because everyone kind of has their own thing, and I think it's really trying to cover all those bases while still being original. And for $5 a month, I don't think it's that bad. I certainly want to review this, so I think I will. I'm still gonna figure out how I'm gonna do it. This game is called Grindstone, 4.3 on ratings. It looks like Tetris to me, or Bejeweled. Some of these games, you'll notice that a lot of them basically have very simple and minimalistic user interfaces because they are just simple games. And that's not necessarily a bad thing because, you know, the gameplay can still be amazing. And not all of them are like that. A lot of them are actually really weird. This one's called Game of Thrones, Tale of Crows. I don't know if this is literally based on Game of Thrones, but I'm guessing it is, so I'm just gonna skip this one. South of the Circle. Description says love, memory, and survival. It looks like a single player adventure game. There's quite a few of these random ones. There's recently updated games. There's games that are coming soon. One of them is called Wonderbox, the Adventure Maker, which looks really interesting. Yeah, I'm just wondering how many of these games can you realistically play before you get bored? Like how much, you know? I mean, obviously there's 140 games, so there's a lot. You know, you're bound to like at least one. But it's, you know, it's you're paying for it, so you want to make sure that you actually enjoy what you're getting here. I don't know. There's some games that do pop out to me. This one's called Lego Brawls. It basically just looks like a sort of like a Mortal Kombat, like or a Street Fighter, like Tekken sort of game, like a fighter game, but with Lego characters. That would be really cool. That's what it looks like. I'm not saying that's what it is, but yeah, the file sizes for these aren't that big. Mainly depends which ones you get. Crossy Road Castle, Endless Co-op Platform Fun. Yeah, so these are all original games. I think it's a fair price, at least to try it out. And they do give me 3 months for free. Then of course they charge you $5 a month. I think I'm gonna do it. Just so I really am curious. So, hold on, give me 1 second. Okay. Yeah, anyways, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. So The Mandalorian is such a good show. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, I'm a huge Batman fan, and I'm a huge something else fan. I forgot what else I am. that's reassuring. But I love The Mandalorian. And me and my brother, we watch the new episodes that come out every Friday. This last Friday, it was only like 30 minutes. Usually they're going up to like an hour, so I don't know what that was about. But it was actually one of the better episodes in my opinion. You know, they had like the Mon Calamari and the Corran, which, you know, are. And the Clone Wars were added. They're like at each other's necks during part of it. I never finished the Clone Wars. I got to season three like four times because I just stopped watching it, and then I had to rewatch it like a year later, and then a year later, a year later. I just kept doing it, and I actually did it again this year. I don't know. It just doesn't hold my interest for any more than three seasons. I feel like it just moves really slowly, I guess. You know, it kind of gets repetitive. Like they keep losing General Grievous, they keep losing this person, that person. Not saying it's a bad show. Love the show. It definitely has its moments, even though I haven't seen the rest of it. Eventually, I do want to watch the entire thing because, you know, I know how good it is, and I've already been spoiled through a lot of the parts, so it's like, you know, but I still want to enjoy it because I don't remember all the spoilers. But, in The Mandalorian, I think it's so much better than The Clone Wars. Be just because the. Well, I think the plot of it so far is really good. It kind of gets repetitive, in the sense that Mando kind of has to do this one thing. He has to deliver this child, the little cute ass baby Yoda. But then something always gets in his path, and that's normal. That's to be expected, right? Because that's what drives the plot. You know, he has to go through this big ass adventure, and it's great because there's so many different environments and characters and feats he has to accomplish. And I think just a little bit, I feel like a lot of it's forced. Like there's a lot of stuff he could just avoid. A lot of it's unavoidable. Like in the this is a bit of a spoiler here, but in episode 2, where he kind of crash lands on that ice planet with that huge spider. That was terrifying. That was really cool. I actually liked that a lot. But I, you know, he couldn't avoid that. But certain other things you can definitely tell could have just been one way or the other. Obviously it's dramatized, but the reason I think it's so much better than the Clone Wars, I mean, you can't compare the shows like that because they're just not about the same thing. So they're not gonna accomplish the same sort of goal. The Clone Wars does a great thing with it, but I think where The Mandalorian is better still is that it's I think it's much more easy to follow because there's one character, main character at least. I'm not counting Baby Yoda, and he has one goal, and we know that. So that's, we know we're following him along on this journey. It's very on his perspective. It doesn't change that much at all. So, it's like watching his story unfold, and it's just about him. Maybe it's just a personal thing, but I kind of had a hard time following the Clone Wars just because there's so much politics and there's so many characters and there's so many arcs. I kind of just forget where the main story is at, even though I know, what eventually will happen. Because it's in between episodes 2 and 3. So, if you've watched those movies, then you know what's gonna happen. Episode 3 is the best, by the way. I like it a lot. It's my favorite. I mean, they're all pretty good, except the sequels. I don't really like the sequels. But I think The Mandalorian does a really, I just love The Mandalorian, and the cameos so far have been really cool. I can't wait to see Ahsoka. That should be really cool. But I think they're doing a really good job so far. Not a whole lot that I dislike about it, besides the fact that it's kind of, some things are forced. But I mean, besides that, I mean, you have to move the plot forward, so I kind of understand where they're coming from. I think the acting is great, especially with the Tusken Raiders. The costume designs and everything looks so good. I feel like this really is an adventure instead of like this, just a bunch of events that he has to go through. I feel like there is a, well, I think that's the reasoning to get from point A to B, like, oh, why is he here now instead of here where he was supposed to be? He got sidetracked now. But I think those sometimes are a little forced, like I kind of said. But I think ultimately you can tell that the different events are, like the different things that he has to fight, like those AT-STs. I think there was just one, actually. I don't remember. It was pretty long time ago. But there was like the AT-ST, and then there was the huge spider, and then there was that sandworm, the Alaskan bullworm type thing. So I think there's a lot that it offers, and it's kind of very, environmentally diverse. Like, it just shows almost every part of the Star Wars universe in ways that we've never really seen before. And it shows them in really bright lights. Like, every episode is dedicated to something, and I think that's really good. So a huge fan of that. Absolutely huge fan. I love the new episodes, and I'm gonna keep watching them. And if you have Disney Plus, and honestly, you don't have to be a Star Wars fan to watch it. Obviously, that sounds like a stupid thing to say, and it might be. But if you don't like Star Wars, I can't say I'd recommend it then, but it's a good show. But yeah. So I hope you guys are liking season 2. New episodes are definitely coming out. I have a bunch that are scheduled to be uploaded. So I've got a bunch already recorded, and I'm going to be recording some more soon. So if you do want to be a guest on the podcast, just let me know, honestly, anywhere. Everything is in the description. I have a Patreon now where you can support me, and a Anchor listener support link in the description. So if you're interested in that, they're definitely down there. And of course, I'd appreciate it, but you don't have to, obviously. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening to me babble on about the App Store, Apple, and the Mandalorian. I've just been really excited about these things. Yeah, I will talk to you guys later. Bye bye.